Right, good morning, everyone. First, I should apologize that we were meant to be two on this stage, but unfortunately, Robin had passport issues and got stuck in the US, so it's just me today. And yeah, sorry for that, but it's, yeah, I will do it by myself. So, welcome again to Strasbourg for this conference. It's great to see so many people who have actually come from so many different countries. Again, just wanted to do a quick thank you for the team. Ian did it, but I've had people coming to me saying, oh, this is great, the location is great. I haven't done much, all the volunteers, the events working group, and yes, particular Kim, Tib, Ian, Braid, they've done a lot. Have also two special thanks for our local storage facilities between Braid and Quentin, who like received thousands of boxes at their places. So yeah, thank you for that. But let's start. Foundation update. I guess the first question is, foundation, which foundation? Like, how many people are aware that there is a foundation? Maybe not everyone. So I just wanted to recap a bit quickly, like, what is the Matrix.org Foundation? It's a non-profit company. It's incorporated in the UK. Yeah, I know it's a problem for some. It's the neutral guardian of the Matrix standard. And it will release all the IP it owns as under permissive licenses, like the Apache V2. It have five legal directors. We called ourselves the guardians. There is still one to be hired, but four of us sitting there. One managing director, who is Robin, four full-time staff, and the spec core team, who are the real experts. They're the ones who actually shape the spec and will take everything that the community brings to them and try to put it into an amazing Matrix protocol. The governing board as well, that we'll talk about it a bit later, but a big part of the organization, and they are representing everyone in the Matrix ecosystem. Every single stakeholder are represented on the governing board. And basically the foundation is responsible for growing Matrix. We can, that's the kind of definition we've put on the website. Act as a neutral custodian for the for Matrix, nurture it as efficiently as possible, as a single unfragmented standard. That's really important for the greater benefit of the whole ecosystem. That's also very important, and not benefiting of privileging a single player or subset of players. Basically, we've split that into four different missions. First, there is the protocol angle. As I said, unfragmented and unencumbered. When we started Matrix, that was one of the first things. Like, we've played with many other protocols. Well, we, the team. We've also learned that if we wanted interop to work, we had to have one single monolith where if you say, I'm compatible with Matrix, magically it will work. That's very key. And this is why the spec core team is so important to Matrix. The widespread and ultimately ubiquitous. We want Matrix to be the open communication of the web. So we don't want people to have to worry about it or not. It's like email. It should just work. You don't try to, you don't ask people, do you support SMTP? No, you just send an email. So it means that as the foundation, we need to be out there, we need to promote it, we need to make sure it's visible everywhere and help anyone building on top of it. All the players in the ecosystem are heard, and that's why we're setting up, we've set up the governing board. We want to make sure everyone has a voice, and we take everyone into account. The ecosystem is quite wide. We have a lot of people who are playing with Matrix on their spare time, doing like really fun projects, and then you also have governments deploying it across the board, enterprises building a lot of different products on top of it. So, like, the people as a foundation, the people we're talking to day to day is very, very wide range. And a safe network. Matrix is a public network. It's used for all sorts of things, and there is a lot of abuse happening on it. So we have a professional trust and safety team who is actually developing the tools, doing the moderation of the network, and in particular using the free matrix.org server. So that's also one big part. Like, no one is going to use Matrix. No one is going to build on top of Matrix if it's just completely broken by this. So to summarize, it's basically a mix between tech, governance, marketing, and trust and safety. Like, if it's easier for you to remember. Which also means that, as the foundation, it's a pretty wide skill set that we need to deal with. So what happened last year? Just quickly, I won't go too much into the details, but first, there was a lot of work going on the governing board. We had our first governing board gathering at the last Matrix conference, first board meeting a few weeks after. And we've set up a lot of process and tooling and stuff. We have set up the committees, the working groups. The governing board is doing a keynote tomorrow morning, 10:30. Be here. They will tell you all about it. We've ramped up on enabling volunteers. As you can see, we have a huge community who is really passionate about Matrix, wants to help and participate. How do you manage to take all this energy and make it work in the same direction as the foundation is going and enable all of this? And that's where the working groups are coming from, and we have a bunch of discourse as well, etc. So there's been a huge progress from that front in the last year, but there is a lot more to be done. Ecosystem collaboration on the trust and safety side. We've hired a couple of more people. We've done some partnership with people like Roost, set up policy servers, etc. The spec core team, SCT, is also trying to also change a bit the way they work and trying to, basically change a bit the way they work overall. We've had some in-kind partnerships with Discourse and LiveKit, who are nicely supporting us by providing the resources we need. And also the last one is quite interesting, trying to look at the different verticals. So we started with one. Let's start with one first. And try to see how we can build up the collaboration for the players within these given verticals. So we have this bit of a Matrix for Public Sector initiative that we're literally kicking off today. And we'll see where that goes. But that's been the spirit. The spirit of the year has been around collaboration. Let's set up the basis. Let's move forward. Talking of public sector, we've tried to put the list of all the public sector initiatives we were about were aware of. Sorry, and that's totaled to more than 24 public sector organizations. As you can see, Matrix is a big thing in Germany, and there are probably more that we don't know about. There was a big setup from that perspective, and also the split. You can also see that there is quite Europe is one of the big leader as well from that perspective. So it keeps growing because these deployments are actually growing themselves, etc. So we have more and more Matrix deployments in public sector. So that's why we've set up this kind of initiative where we want to, basically understand what these organizations actually need to be successful, define how we can collaborate, because it's not a given. Like, how do we get all these different countries and maybe local governments, etc., to work together? And if we find a good kind of template, then we can take it and reproduce it across different industries or different, mostly will probably be around industries. So we are working today, and the sort of things the questions that all of them have is, how do I pitch the foundation funding or license buying to my hierarchy? How do I explain the need for digital sovereignty to my organization? How can I shape the funding? How can I get this funding? So I've already had a few discussions with one country who managed to get this sort of funding and the other country saying, oh, how did you do that? So that's the sort of knowledge sharing that we are looking for. So we'll report to you next year how successful this has been. And if you're a public sector organization, you're not talking to me yet, please come around and let's work on this together. So what about money? Of course, the thing we have to talk about. Matrix, to keep it thriving, even if we have lots of volunteer and energy out there, we still need some level of framework around it, and we need some level of income within the foundation. So we've published this a few times already. That's a kind of high-level budget, which we've determined is kind of MVP. So with this, it's like really a minimum viable budget, which is about $1 million a year. As you can see, trusted safety is a big thing, 30%. And the server is the infrastructure is around the matrix.org server, etc. is also quite big. But that's the shape of things here. And if you look at how it's been evolving, because the money has been coming from different sources around the years, and in the last couple of years, we've been struggling quite a lot, like here. We've set up the membership program, and today it is our main source of revenue. Donations are coming well as well, and this is good. It's mostly individual, so even if we have volume, the difference between 100 people who kindly donate individually and one organization who comes in with 30, 50, 100K a year, like, you can't compete, right? So these are the ones we need to make actually an impact here. We are exploring other revenue streams, and we'll look at this in the 2026 plan. But we also need time, like, to all do the grant application is a short term solution, grant applications, but it requires a lot of time to actually fight for them, etc. So yeah, that's what's coming up. Tell me more about the foundation membership. Of course, I will. Matthew, I'm missing you on stage to actually do the usual dual act on this. And I don't have Robin anywhere either, so I'll do it myself. Why become a member? Well, you've seen that. Support the project, share the insight, the guidance, and make sure that we have all the resources together to make it happen. Who can become a member? Well, anyone. If you're just one person by yourself and you love Matrix, become a member. As I said, the best are like big organizations. If you have lots of people working on Matrix, please become a member. And what does it entail? Basically, it's a membership fee. Then you get the opportunity to sit on the governing board. You have marketing benefits. Like, we're really trying to work on our website, make sure it is used. So if you're someone selling Matrix services or products, make sure that the website is one place to find you. Recommendations, the spec core team priorities, etc., etc. I have no idea how I'm doing on time. I'm just rushing through. So these are the funding members, so organizations who actually pay for monthly membership, annual membership fee. And the good news is we've doubled since last year. So, woo! Thank you, everyone. That's great. Thank you, yes, for all joining us here. We're 10 last year, and this year 20, but... Who is the 20th? Oh, I can see some of them here. I was like, shit, I forgot to check that they were actually around, because we have a drum roll and an announcement to make for a great member to come and join us. I still need my sidekick on stage, which I forgot to tell to the team, so they're going to kill me because I didn't tell them I had another speaker. Is the speaker coming? But please welcome Dinam, who is joining us as a silver member and is our first government to join us. Julie! Ah, yeah! <you're> I think we're going to do an awkward thing. I'm really sorry, folks. I completely forgot. Ah, you have a mic. That's perfect. Thank you. Okay, I think it's working. If you, the mic is working, I think. No? Yeah.
Test. Does it work? Okay. So should I say something?
Yes, please.
Hey! Thank you, Amandine. So I'm Julie from DINAM. We are part of the French government. And we work on CHAP. I don't know if you know CHAP. We were the first matrix deployment in the public sector. And we launched CHAP in 2019. And today, we have more than 375,000 users each month. So that's a lot of people. And since this summer, our prime minister asked everybody to... So he did something very interesting before committing suicide. He asked people to use CHAP, like civil servants, have to use CHAP if they want to use an instant messaging tool. So that's a really nice thing for us. No, he didn't commit suicide for those who don't know.
Political.
Yeah.
3 minutes.
So this is a really good thing. And we decided this year to invest in the Matrix Foundation because we believe... So sovereignty and security is key to France and European countries, and we believe that Matrix is going to allow us to have control over our communication, and we believe that it's important to make a direct investment in the commons and in open source. So that's why we are a new member of the foundation, and I invite every government to join us in this journey.
Thank you, and thank you for supporting the foundation. Right, we only have a couple of minutes left, so I'm going to accelerate. I'm sorry, it was already fast. But we also have a bunch of ecosystem members in the foundation. If you're building on top of Matrix, join us as an ecosystem member and also associate members, have friends in the rest of the open source community. 2026, I don't have time to talk a lot about it. There is a lot to do, both on governance, volunteer enablement, ecosystem collaboration, and sustainability, which this so new revenue streams, etc. And we're also recruiting because we're changing the way the foundation is working and growing. So Robin is going to be leaving the foundation in 2026 at some point in the year. So we're looking for someone with a slightly different profile, maybe, to grow the foundation. But all of this is not going to happen until the funding question is solved. So we're trying to move both in parallel, but funding will always take priority. And here we go. Again, commercially, if you're building on Matrix, using it professionally, commercially, please get involved, scan the code and talk to me. And I hope you enjoy the conference. You have a really good time. And I'm going to give the stage to Matthew for the overall State of the Union. Thank you.